Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms possible later on today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 82. Showers become likely overnight tonight with a low around 55. Still a chance for some rain early on Friday, then sunshine with a high of 72 and clear skies and 43 throughout Friday night. More sunshine on Saturday with our high nearing 75 and clear skies Saturday night with a low of 47. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Republican lawmakers are responding after Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ended up vetoing a tort request from a small business in the city of Wichita, asking for money to pay for their rent when they were shut down as a quote-unquote non-essential business during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And we heard a tort claim, right, where there was a gym here in Wichita, a fitness gym, that she had closed down, right, because he was not essential. And he had gotten to the extra level to litigate it. And our attorney general's office had recommended we settle with him. And it was actually a small settlement. I mean, it was just for his rent. And so when we come out, we, Dan and I, matter of fact, I made the motion and Dan seconded to pay this claim. And in this situation, the governor can override that and veto. She vetoed the ability for him to just even reclaim his rent. So the very, very person in administration that shut him down and caused the damage vetoed his ability to have any recovery on that loss. And his loss was much higher than what just his rent was.
Now, Senate President Ty Masterson on KQAM Radio, Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The Garden City Police Department has arrested a 19-year-old individual by the name of Fabiana Rosales on Sunday for attempted murder after a domestic situation that happened in Garden City. AWCH News reports that the event happened after Garden City Police responded to St. Catherine Hospital, finding Rosales and a woman that had been involved in a physical altercation. According to the police report, the woman said that Rosales made several threats and caused her significant injury. He was taken into custody at the hospital without incident and was booked into the Finney County Jail on charges of attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated kidnapping, and criminal threat. In other news, one off-duty police officer in Kansas City was a hero after saving a child at this year's school day at the K. As Cake News reports, that the police officer, Matt DeLow, ended up saving the life of a choking boy during the Royals baseball game, where they say that he was standing in the parking lot watching children play during lunch when he approached a child who appeared to be 10 years old and was choking. According to the officer, he said that he was choking on a chocolate bar. Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a day of educational information last week in the Hastings area as the Hastings Public Schools partnered with the Hastings Catholic School and Adams Central to meet with individuals at the Chamber of Commerce in the area to answer questions, including topics on child care and the school systems coexisting together within the communities. As Father Tom Brulette, the Chief Administrative Officer for the Hastings Catholic School, says it's important for all these schools to be working together in the area.
I think it's very important to our community that we do work together, that we're helpful and supportive of each other. You know, we all have different school systems and in some ways different goals, but ultimately education is the goal for all of our schools.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. The other schools, including Adams Central, said that they have kicked off a new early childhood center program as well in Juanita, helping provide child care, as it's been a growing concern for members of the community. Mid-America Network News.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lawsuit has been filed against the City of Marysville and Federal District Court in Kansas City by former Police Chief Todd Ackerman, claiming discrimination on the basis of age and disability after he was fired by the city in September 2021. Seeking full restitution of his job with back pay and benefits, as well as damages, Ackerman had worked for the city from April 1999 until his dismissal. The reason for termination was not released to the public, and no comment was released after multiple executive sessions of city council regarding the matter. Ackerman indicated that he was fired without explanation. The city has not commented on the matter. An injury accident was reported Tuesday afternoon in Marshall County. A semi-truck overturned, negotiating a curve on Kenai Highway east of Blue Rapids at around 2:20 p.m. The driver, a Phillips, Nebraska man, Robert Byrne, was transported to CMH in Marysville with minor injuries. Marysville Rotary Club hosted a mixer with community members last evening, recognizing a century since the service club was first organized in Marysville. Notable guests included the district governor, who noted that among 42 active Rotary chapters in northeast Kansas, only 8 have received and reached such a mark. Local President Austin St. John will talk more about the organization and accomplishments these past years as a guest this Saturday morning on our public affairs program, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. Vermilion citywide garage sales are this weekend, most opening at 8 a.m. Saturday. Friends of Vermilion will host a biscuits and gravy breakfast 7 to 10 a.m. at the community center as well. Nebraska Game and Parks Commission will offer a free fishing and park entry day this Saturday. Designated to encourage more people to get out and experience state parks and recreation areas, the annual event offers entry to facilities with no entry permits required. A livestock show will be Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds and will feature various breeds of swine, sheep, goats, and beef. Cash payouts and prizes will be awarded. Waco Wabash was founded in 2021 and is now organized by the Farmington 4-H Club. Each year, over 100 youth and their families participate in the show. A program on a May 1896 tornado in northeast Kansas is planned this Saturday evening in Seneca. Bruce Jones, former meteorologist with KSNT in Topeka, will give the presentation on the May 17, 1896 tornado that was an F5. Approximately 2 miles wide, and reached portions of Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, and Brown counties. The meeting will be on Saturday evening at 7 at the community building in Seneca and is open to the public. Damien L. Cook, age 59, of Baileyville, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at the church with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Damien Cook. Bill Barrington Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away May 6th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, May 20th, 11 a.m. on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. In case of inclement weather, service at the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Private interment will follow with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington, Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, French bread, salad, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf with Baby Baker's California Blend and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And rain showers continue into Friday morning, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Warming up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Even warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. And clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And still more sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And still sunny and in the 80s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 55. The record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 8:36, with sunrise in the morning at 6:12. It's 55 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 18th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
National Skilled Nursing Week honors cultivating kindness by practicing compassion and kindness. Not only do these acts improve one's health and well-being, but also strengthens human connection and bonds. Skilled Career Centers and their staff have shown an incredible and steadfast commitment to providing high-level quality care and continuing to cultivate kindness. This week celebrates Skilled Nursing Centers, their residents, and staff. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfort Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfort Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfort Community Care Home.
The Heat draw first blood in the NBA Eastern Finals. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Heat take game one in Boston using a monster third quarter to erase a 9-point halftime deficit to the Celtics. In the fourth quarter,
timer at three. Butler on the right side has to put it up. Does around and down. A dagger three by Butler.
The call on ESPN Radio. The Butler did it again, nailing the three ball to quash Boston's rally. Miami steals home court advantage, winning 123-116. Jimmy Butler leading all scorers with 35 points. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra post-game on Butler.
We needed, you know, him to make some plays defensively. We needed him to also just be, you know, ball containment defensively. You know, on the ball, off the ball, all that stuff. Down the stretch, Jimmy was able to just do everything that we needed.
Game two is Friday night. Game two of the Western Finals is tonight in Denver with the Nuggets up 1-0 on the Lakers. Baseball, some dramatic endings Wednesday. The Mets rallied to send it to extra against the Rays. Tampa Bay got two in the top of the 10th. In the bottom of the frame, the Mets got two runners on for Pete Alonso.
Swinging a high fly, deep left field. Pete Alonso has won the game.
The call on WCBS. Alonso cranking his major league leading 15th home run. Mets down the Rays 8-7 and 10. In Toronto, the Yankees and Blue Jays played 9 innings scoreless. Bottom 10.
The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep left field. That's a way to win it right there. Deliver a three-run homer.
The call on SN 590. Jays win it 3-0. After their 4-3 loss to the lowly Royals, the Padres announced Manny Machado has a small fracture in his left hand. He's out indefinitely. Leg two of the UEFA Champions League semifinals. Man City dominated Real Madrid 4-0 to win 5-1 on aggregate. They'll meet Inter Milan in the final June 10th in Turkey. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday, May the 18th, but before we get going on this Friday Eve, let's check back on yesterday. Here's how we finished on your Wednesday. July corn finished at 561.5, down 19.75. September corn finished at 497, down 9.5. Kansas City wheat for July, final price 885.5, that's down 9.75. Kansas City wheat for September, 873.25, that's down 11.25. July oats finished at 343, down 2. September oats finished down 2.25 at 345.75. Looking at July soybeans, 1337 final price, down 27. August soybeans, final price, 1274.75. That's down 23.5. Looking at cotton for July, final price, 86.94, up 3.56. Cotton for October, 84.75, up $1.24. Looking at cattle, live cattle for June, $164.82.5. That's up 95 cents. High was 164.92.5. Low, 162.92.5. Live cattle for August, $163.12.5, up 65 cents. High was 163.17.5, low 161.50. Feeder cattle for May, $204.55, down $1.15. Your high was 205.97.5, low 204.42.5. Feeder cattle for August, $231.15. That's down 32.5 cents. And let's look at your market information. We'll get going on this Thursday here in just a few.
May's the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here. So take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
Spring is in the air and in the ground. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Bruno Pedrera, K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist, joins us to provide insight on the upcoming 2023 Spring Crops Field Day, which is taking place on Tuesday, May 23rd at the Southeast Research and Extension Center.
We think that's very important to share with farmers what we have been doing here at the Southeast Research and Extension Center in Parsons, right? And we have really nice trials here with wheat and corn this year. And that's the reason we want to invite all of them to come and visit with us on the May 23rd. So So if you go to Southeast Research and Extension Center website, you'll see all the information you need there. Please let us know that you are coming. It'll help us to organize everything.
Pedrera provides details about the day's events and what attendees can expect to experience.
Well, the idea is to show them what our wheat variety trials we have here. And the Southeast area is, I think, the only area in the state we have hard and soft wheat plants side by side. So they will be able to see our varieties and be able to walk through and see what are the results we have been having here in the Southeast area. We also have been working pretty close with our folks in the Department of Plant Pathology. In two of the other stations, we will be talking about fungicide management, right? We'll have one station with wheat, another with corn, and we will be talking with them, sharing some of the results we have here and how we are using fungicides in our crops around here. The field day will be happening from 8:30 up to maybe 1 p.m., but by the end of the morning, we will have two other conversations regarding precision equipment and precision agriculture. That's one of the really nice partnerships we have been having here with Freightland Partners. And they will be bringing some really nice equipment, planters, combines, and they will be able to see what is, you know, the most fancy thing we have available right now in terms of precision agriculture. And we will wrap up with a presentation that I think that's the most important part of the day is how to grow in profitable crops, right? We know that those precision equipments, they're pretty expensive, but there is a reason they are there. And we need to know and learn how to use them in order to make more money out of our acres. The idea is to have a really hands-on field day here in Parsons at the Southeast Research and Extension Center.
He continues by highlighting a sponsor.
Freightland Partners has been a really nice partner with us. They have been working with us in precision ag trials here. We have some equipment and they are helping us to plant and harvest with the really nice stuff they have. And it has been helping us to understand how we can help farmers as we understand better what we are doing with our crops.
That's K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist Bruno Pedrera with insight on the upcoming 2023 Spring Crops Field Day, which is taking place on Tuesday, May 23rd at the Southeast Research and Extension Center. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Shorter run of cattle today with 5 black heavybred running age cows. 40 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 600 pounds, 43 black bulls and heifers 4 to 900 pounds, 9 black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 6, 13 mixed steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 5 mostly black bulls weigh 600 pounds, 11 black steers and heifers weigh 750 to 850, and 5 black yearling heifers at 950 pounds. Those early consignments for the 11 a.m. sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sales every Thursday. And reminding you, the Sale Barn Cafe will be open for breakfast and lunch Wednesdays 9 to 2, Thursdays 8 to 4, serving homemade lunch specials and desserts.
Is there anything that can pry kids away from their mobile devices and video games? Would you believe gardening? We will share a few ways to encourage them from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 18th, the 138th day of the year. Comedian Tina Fey celebrates a birthday, and the eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington State was on this day in 1980. Want to help your kids develop an early interest in gardening? Here's a few ideas. Let them have their own small garden space. 3 by 5 feet is enough so they don't feel overwhelmed. Easy-to-grow flowers like sunflowers and marigolds are great for beginners, and vegetables that grow quickly like radishes help to show immediate results. It might come as a surprise, but most kids genuinely enjoy working side-by-side with their parents in the garden. And before long, your little sprouts will be tending their own little sprouts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more gardening tips, visit almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY and 55 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs around 80 on tap with another pleasant day in store.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. For just the second time this season, the Royals finally win a series with a 4-3 win last night over the San Diego Padres. The Royals recorded 9 hits on the night and scored 4 runs. Kansas City is still 10.5 games out of first place in the AL Central and in last place in the division. The Royals are off tonight before they start a weekend series on the road at the Chicago White Sox. Could Kansas City be at the home for the next NHL team? On Tuesday, voters in Tempe, Arizona rejected a plan to build a new arena for the Arizona Coyotes. That sparked the ownership to say they will look at their options. There's a lot of speculation that Kansas City and the T-Mobile Center could be the next venue for the Coyotes. It was a come-from-behind win last night for the Miami Heat in the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. Miami beat Boston at Boston 123-116. The Western Conference second game finals are tonight. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High baseball team lost their first round in regional play to Silver Lake. Silver Lake, third seed, beat number 6 seed Marysville 7-5 in first round play at Nemo Hall Central. Marysville finishes the baseball season 7-12. Marysville girls softball team won their first round game in the regionals at Concordia. Sixth seed Marysville knocked off third seed Concordia 3-1, then lost to second seed Minneapolis 4-0, ending the season 5-15. Top seed Beloit knocked off second seed Minneapolis in the championship 10-0.
KNDY.
I don't give a damn what you're smoking. I still want to taste your lips. We can stay as long as you want, as long as I'm the one you're leaving with. And I know I've told you before, but baby, I'm feeling it. And I tell you a million times more, till you're tired of hearing it. So why don't you try me? I will burn you like a cigarette. When you light me, I'll be the whiskey going to your head on a Friday. Or I'll be that high you can't lose, and you won't want to. Telling all your friends that you like me, but you won't give in, you just keep fighting. Like love is something bad to do. I know I'd be good for you. You're self-destructing, not trusting each other, won't work with me. Cause I'm not a who you've been with, pretending I'm somebody I'm not gonna be. So why don't you try me? I will burn you like a cigarette. When you lie to me, I'll be the whiskey going to your head on a Friday. Well, I'll be that high you can't lose, and you won't want to. Telling all your friends that you like me, but you won't give in, you just keep fighting. Like love is something bad to do. I know I'm a good for you.
burning like a cigarette. When you light me, I'll be the whiskey going to your head on a Friday. Well, I'll be that high you can't lose. Telling all your friends that you like me, but you won't give in, you just keep fighting. Like love is something bad to do. I'll be good for you. I know I'll be good for you.
I forgot I had wings, forgot